Hello and welcome to the Public Health is Essential podcast by the Washington State Public Health Association. My name is Megan Moore.
And I'm Gloria Rogers.
And it is week 9 of the Washington State legislative session. We're over halfway through in terms of days and almost to the halfway point in terms of cutoffs.
So tomorrow is the House of Origin cutoff, right?
Right. Bills are currently being heard on the floor, and they have until tomorrow, Wednesday, March 12th at 5 p.m. to be off the floor, or they are likely not to move the rest of session.
And we had our Public Health Legislative Education Day last Thursday. What a success.
I know. I love the feedback we are getting that even when everything around us is feeling like doom, people left feeling hopeful that what we do is important and an essential service. We had 150 professionals and students come all the way to Olympia, Washington from across the state to talk about what will be lost if funding to public health services is cut. We had some important guests talk to our group, Caitlin Safford, Governor Ferguson's health policy advisor, and the Speaker of the House, Lori Jenkins, from the 27th District. Not that they listen to the podcast. If they did, I'm swooning right now. Big thanks to them for supporting our event.
The energy that day was so good.
I know. Yeah. We had a lot of students, and this was like the biggest compliment, I think, to us, Gloria. A lot of people were new that day, and they came up to us saying that they felt like we held their hand the whole time. And that is like the biggest compliment, because that means that what we did, we prepared, we had all the resources they needed, they felt supported, and they had the stories. And so they felt like they could just worry about the story part, right? They didn't have to worry about all the other logistics that went into it. So good job, you, Gloria, and to our friends at Wasalfo for helping with the scheduling and all of the logistics that I just threw on you. And big thanks to our board, the WSPHA board, and our policy committee for helping put this together too.
Yes. Could you believe the number of people who came up to us and said they listened to this podcast? I was a little bit shy whenever someone came and asked if I was the voice of Gloria.
I know. It's so weird to hear that people are listening to this, our little backyard podcast, a homegrown podcast. Thanks to everyone who does listen. We enjoy doing this. And when we hear that it's useful for people, I know I feel like I've accomplished like a really big goal.
Yes, absolutely. And for real, I'm new at this stuff, okay? Yeah. Someone thought I was just acting. Last year was my first time I heard about any of this process, and I feel like I learned a lot last year, and I'm still learning. So it's like, every time we're talking about this, it's like, oh yes, you know, we did talk about this, but I'm hearing it almost for the first time again, because I'm understanding these things and the process a lot better.
Exactly. Yeah, we need to hear something like 7 times before we really get it. Mm-hmm. So even after years of doing this stuff, I'm still learning. This is a process that takes a lot of time to learn. So even people who have been doing this for decades still ask questions when something unusual happens, and something unusual always happens. So this is why we do the work with partners. And I'm happy that we can be your partners in learning all about this process.
Yes, it's good to know that we're helping even just a few people use their voice. Okay, last week we didn't get a very detailed scoop about what has been happening last week. Anything to note?
Well, like I said, bills are currently being heard on the floor, so I hope that people are watching the floor debates. I know everyone wants an update on our bill that keeps on giving, House Bill 1531, the Communicable Disease Bill. Was heard on the floor Saturday night, March 8th. They debated it for nearly 3 hours, and it was finally voted off the floor at 1 a.m. Sunday morning. I highly recommend our listeners go back and watch it.
Wow, that's a late night. Tell me, why do some bills take so long to debate on the floor?
Well, remember, this is one of the only tools that the minority party has to stop a bill that they don't like from moving or change it in some way. They can offer a bunch of amendments to the bill, and each amendment has to be heard. Each amendment has to be debated. They get time to talk about each amendment. And on this particular bill, there were 25 amendments. A bunch of them were withdrawn before they heard it, but this is still crazy. This is still crazy.
That's so many. Did you end up staying up till 1 a.m. watching it?
No way. This mama needs her sleep, especially on daylight savings time day. Everyone knows that kids don't really care about these silly time rules. So, anyways, no, I watched the recording. And I hope our listeners can remember that they can still do that.
Anything to note from the floor debate?
Well, as expected, there was some misinformation about the harms of vaccines. But I think the biggest surprising thing was that it was a little disheartening. The Republicans spoke about mandates during COVID-19 pandemic. Like they talked about it over and over for hours. They still feel a lack of trust in public health, and they just like spilled it all. It felt like a group therapy session. I think public health has a lot of trust building to do in certain populations, and we have an uphill battle with how public health is messaged about, especially in this current political climate. But I think that's our main mission going forward, is we do need to start fixing the trust in our communities.
Well, I'm sorry it was disheartening. Another reason why I'm glad we could host a legislative education day that made people feel like what they do is important and that there is a community to support them.
Exactly. It's rough to be in public health right now, but what you are doing is critical in your community. We know that. And if you're a student coming into the field, you will be supported by the public health community. We want to welcome you in. Don't be afraid of coming to the field. We really appreciate you for doing this work.
Agreed. And what about other bills? Any other updates on bills?
Yes. So House Bill 1163, which would regulate the purchase, transfer, and possession of firearms, passed off the floor on Saturday, March 8th as well. This one was also a doozy with 43 amendments.
Whoa.
Yes, I know. This is a partisan bill that our colleagues at the Alliance for Gun Responsibility is working on. Remember, we as an organization have a policy position that gun violence is a public health issue. So we do really support all of these bills. The bill strengthens a ton of our firearm laws, such as taking a training before the purchase of a firearm. It requires background checks on those purchasing firearms, and it keeps track of all firearm transfers so they're not like in this shady, dark place. It also does other things. It's actually a really big bill. And hey, it's off the floor. Woo!
Yes, I bet that was a heated hearing.
Yes,
That's
yes.
probably one people want to grab the popcorn for as well.
Definitely. I think our listeners should just turn on Saturday's House floor debate starting in the morning, grab some snacks, and enjoy the back and forth on the bills. And believe it or not, they kept hearing bills until 3:45 a.m. Sunday morning.
That's such a late night for them.
I know.
I bet they'll be happy when the cutoff happens. So, what happens after that again?
So the next phase of this process is that bills switch to the opposite chamber. So if the bill started in the House, it will go to the Senate, and if it started in the Senate, it'll go to the House. And then we are back at policy committee hearings. Remember that when a bill gets through one chamber, it then gets referred to a policy committee that is likely similar to the one that it was in before, but this is political. Remember, if advocates didn't love the committee that it was in before, they can still work to get it scheduled in another committee. And we saw this on the flavor ban bill, which, remember, died unfortunately, but The hearing was much different in a consumer protections committee than it was in the health committee. So that is definitely something that advocates can work to push.
And then bills need hearings again, right?
Right. Yep. So this is again where the public gets to speak up on a bill. This whole time during the floor debate and rules, there's been a few weeks where the public hasn't really been able to publicly speak up on bills. So we're going back to that, back to hearings. So get ready to use your voice, pull out that testimony, dust it off. You can use the same one that you used before.
But you don't have to testify out loud, right?
Right. Yeah, that's a really good point, Gloria. There are quite a few people that would consider themselves introverts, and maybe they don't love to do out loud testimony. And I appreciate you always bringing that up. Yes. So you can submit written testimony. When you submit written testimony, you can submit it up to a whole day, so 24 hours after the hearing. I think that's really a good tool to have to take advantage of because you can listen to the hearing, hear which arguments were not used, right? Maybe some people missed like a crucial piece of data or they missed a very crucial part of the testimony. And then you can speak to that in your written testimony and just submit it within 24 hours of that hearing. But you can also sign in on a bill. So, noting your position on a bill really ticks up those numbers. So, now is the time where the public really chimes in on bills because the bills that are still moving have made it into the media at this point, right? They're not like undercovers at all. Like, the bills that are still moving are in the media. And so we often get hundreds, if not thousands, of sign-ins on some of these really political bills. So that is why, like you signing in, our listeners signing in on things, it helps. It helps, definitely helps get those numbers up and combat a little bit of that public anger on some of these bills. So, noting your position does need to happen at least 1 hour before the hearing. So, you can note your position as early as the bill gets scheduled, but you have to note your position be 1 hour before the hearing starts. So, if it's an 8 a.m. hearing, remember you have to note it before 7 a.m. I've been guilty of not hitting that time multiple times, unfortunately.
Yeah, I do have to give it to our state legislature for making this process so easy and transparent for everyone. I've talked about this with friends and family out of state, and I've looked up their state legislature, and it is not as easy as Washington State. So I have to give it to our state for providing that resource for us.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. I have a good connection with the Oklahoma Public Health Association, and we have had some really long conversations about how opposite our legislative process is. Like ours seeks to pull in public input, and theirs is like shut the public out. So it's so interesting to hear how other legislatures work. And yeah, definitely grateful that anyone can speak up their opinion, and that we have this system that we do.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I think it's time to wrap up this week. We'll talk to you all again when we're in policy committee.
Oh, this was good. It was a little fast, felt fast, but that's okay. We'll talk to you again next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Public Health is Essential podcast by the Washington State Public Health Association. Have a great week.